This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. As demonstrations against Israel's war in Gaza continue on U.S. college campuses, and in some cases, counter-protests are also held against perceived anti-Semitism, the situation in many places has been tense. The University of Texas at Austin, meanwhile, says students arrested at pro-Palestinian demonstrations this week will be allowed back on campus. Audrey McGlinchey with member station KUT reports.
UT Austin says at least two dozen people affiliated with the university were arrested Wednesday and charged with trespassing during on-campus protests against Israel's conduct in the war in Gaza. The Travis County Attorney's Office reported 57 arrests. By Friday, all trespassing charges had been dropped. A spokesperson for UT Austin initially said students arrested during the protests would not be allowed back on campus. But hours later, a spokesperson said students can return for final exams, which begin next week. Students could face discipline at a later date. I'm Audrey McGlinchey in Austin.
President Joe Biden told Howard Stern Friday that he'll debate his presumptive Republican presidential challenger sometime during the election cycle. Former President Donald Trump, meanwhile, was in a Manhattan court as his criminal trial continues. But afterward, he says he, too, wants a debate. He also said without any evidence that the White House is keeping him tied up with court proceedings.
Ready? Here we are. I invited him to the courthouse that he has us tied up in his administration. This is all being done through Washington. It's all a well-coordinated attack on a political opponent. But I'm here. I'm ready, willing, and able. And if he wants, I'll do it on Monday night, Tuesday night, or Wednesday night.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the state will not comply with new federal Title IX rules that ban discrimination against students based on gender identity and sexuality. From Central Florida Public Media, Danielle Pryor has more.
The new Department of Education rule bars discrimination in education settings based on sex stereotypes, sexual orientation, gender identity, and sex characteristics. State officials have instructed public universities to hold off on enforcing the standards. Stetson University School of Law Professor Peter Lake says this puts schools and President Joe Biden in a tough spot.
Will the Biden administration actually deny federal funding to schools or systems that fail to comply with federal mandates? That would be a highly unusual maneuver, to say the least, but it does look like we're going to potential standoff between the federal and state governments.
The new rule takes effect August 1st. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Pryor in Orlando.
A tornado touched down in the western suburb of Omaha, Nebraska this afternoon. Hundreds of homes and other structures were damaged as the tornado traveled several miles through subdivisions and farmland. Some injuries have been reported, but no deaths so far. The tornado was the most powerful of several tornadoes that were reported across the state. You're listening to NPR News. A Delta Airlines flight from New York City was forced to make an emergency return Friday morning after an exit slide separated from the plane. NPR's C. Mandler has more.
After around an hour in the air, the Boeing 767 was forced to return to John F. Kennedy International Airport. The plane had been headed to Los Angeles when the crew noticed an issue with the emergency exit slide on the right wing of the plane. Upon return, it was discovered the slide had fully detached. The Federal Aviation Administration told NPR they will investigate the incident. A spokesperson from the airline told NPR, Delta is fully supporting retrieval efforts and will fully cooperate in investigations. They also said that the plane has been removed from service and will undergo evaluation. C. Mandler, NPR News.
A judge in Colorado has sentenced a former paramedic to a jail work release program and probation in connection with the death of Elijah McClain. Jeremy Cooper had faced up to 3 years in prison. He had administered the sedative ketamine to McClain in 2019 after the 23-year-old man was stopped by police as he was walking down a city street. The sentencing finishes a series of trials that resulted in three convictions. The Biden administration has once again delayed a plan to ban menthol cigarettes. Health officials say the administration will take more time to consider feedback on the ban, including from civil rights leaders. The White House has been accused of delaying to avoid any blowback during the election campaign, which is now underway. The proposed ban is expected to prevent hundreds of thousands of smoking-related deaths. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Sun & Ski Sports. Celebrate National Bike Month in May. Big giveaways, online or in-store. National Ride-A-Bike Day is May 5th. Gear up at Sun & Ski Sports, where adventure begins. Visit sunandski.com.